You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This team blows. I give up. You know it's bad when I'm turning off a Red Wing game to watch the Miss Cleo documentary, okay? That's where we've arrived at. Absolutely pulverized last night, 7-3.
How was Miss Cleo?
It was actually fascinating and sad all at the same time. She lived a tortured life.
I know Wendy Williams was sad.
I don't need to go there. I watched that train wreck live. The point I'm making is this is now six straight losses, and we have arrived at a crisis point. I'm not going to yell like Wojo panic in Hockey Town, but it is panic in Hockey Town. And, you know, we arrive at an uncomfortable spot because some of you people are in the clouds. So I guess I'll ask, when is it acceptable for me to just tell you, I could have hired just about anybody and been in the same spot, much less Steve Yzerman. The reality is it's year five. This team is careening off the rails for the second year in a row the minute they sip from the playoff chalice. And it's not just losing. They're getting their ass kicked. And the worst part of it is, the worst part, smart hockey people like Kenny G. Cott are using Simon Edvinson as a defibrillator. In year five of a rebuild, we are relying on a sight unseen prospect to somehow be Swedish Jesus and come down, and he's going to be, you know, Chris Pronger in his prime. That's what we're praying for.
How could it be worse than seven goals, though? Bring him up.
You're not wrong. I'm making a point. The state of the rebuild, we have got to stop acting like it's all perfect. Listen, when they were on the five-game win streak, we felt like we were turning a corner. We felt like, okay, this is now the payoff for our patience. But, Kenny, they have lost six games in a row, and I would argue have been non-competitive in five of them. But fair?
That's fair. Before we even get to Yzerman, can I ask what the hell Lalonde's doing here? Because, honestly, I feel like we're careening off the edge here. And we're showing up to these games. It doesn't even look like the Red Wings are present in the first period in most of them.
Well, now you got to fight at practice.
And a fight at practice.
At least they showed more life in the clip than they showed in Buffalo last night. Hey. Yeah, Kenny, that game, I had
low bar to clear.
But Kenny, I had to turn it off. It was a joke.
Kenny, I'll ask you this. How much of this is due to Larkin's injury?
A little bit of it. I mean, he's the team's captain, but to say that this is all caused by Larkin just simply not being there, I think there's something deeper happening.
No, that's an out for the Messiah. All right, injuries happen in this league.
No. Not you.
I'm saying if people call up with that.
Oh, okay.
I'm on edge because we're not just seeing fans being fans. They're turning into like devotees. They're turning into these mindless drones that can't think for themselves. Your hockey team in year five of its rebuild has ascended to a playoff deal and now flaming clown car, six straight losses, you're out of the playoffs, and you're non-competitive. I'm sorry, but Dylan Larkin is not Connor McDavid. Is he important? Absolutely. Is he more valuable than many give credit for? Absolutely. You cannot lose six games in a row giving up six, seven, five, seven. It's a joke. Why is Hull still here? Why is Petrie dressed? I'm with Kenny in this regard. Edvinson could show up to do middays. I wouldn't know who he is, but I'll spin the wheel. Berggren, no clue. Come on, let's play. I don't care. But my whole point is we are in year five of a rebuild, and if this doesn't turn around and they don't make the playoffs, what the hell was the point of hiring Yzerman? You know, the idea was by hiring Yzerman, we got a cheat code. That even if it was a 10% bonus, if most GMs travel at 65 miles an hour, Stevie was going to be traveling at 75. Mm-hmm. 5 years in, and if we don't make the playoffs and it's on a collapse a second straight year, I'm sorry. You don't get to say it's successful. So just like yesterday where I said I like Carlton Davis, but I don't think he's great. Oh, here comes the mob. I don't care. This is ridiculous.
Eisenman allows you to delay the process a little bit because, Mike, hear me out.
It's year five.
I understand. And you've seen this before. You saw it up the road in Ann Arbor. You bring back Hero. Hero was allowed a little more time than anybody else. Anybody else would be fired, would be replaced. But you remember the good times you had with local Hero. And then you kind of shrug your shoulder and say, you know what? All right, we'll give you one more year. Okay, we'll give you one more year. Okay, we'll give you one more year.
Yeah, I'm not that.
I understand
you're
not that.
At a certain point, you have to be accountable. Steve didn't do anything at the deadline. And I said, I'm not furious about it. But by not doing anything at the deadline, if the slide continued, it was going to be a black mark on him. The deadline hit. They got drilled in Arizona. They go out, get their ass kicked in Buffalo. Like, guys, all the goodwill of the five straight is gone. Forget it. Now you've dug a hole for yourself.
And you said it. This was against Buffalo. This was against I can forgive the Floridas and
right,
the Colorados.
Colorado,
they're
yeah.
cup contenders. They're yes. going to be there the entire postseason. We're going to see them make deep runs, by my estimation. But when you start looking like that
against Arizona.
Who was 2-12-1 their previous 15 games.
They just traded away assets. They were on a back-to-back. You were in their barn with basically a home crowd because we know the Red Wings fans travel well to Arizona and places like that. And you couldn't even look like a hockey team in that game. No effort, no drive, no will. That last night, they looked like they weren't even trying to skate to loose pucks. That's why I'm thinking, Lalonde, I mean, Steve Yzerman, you have to have a conversation with this guy because there's clearly something wrong in this dressing room. And it's not just because Dylan Larkin's not there. I don't want to hear that.
I'd love to throw it to the people because what we thought was going to be a fun story and be a real exciting spring to get the Wings back in the playoffs and reward the diehards and, yes, reward some of the Steve bots who have been very faithful in their defense of this. The bottom line is there's a middle ground between using the F word or gleefully running along singing the Lego movie song. Like, come on. It's year five. Everything is not awesome. And if I have to hear about how well-stocked the farm system is or how great the future is going to be, you may as well watch the Miss Cleo documentary because you're projecting. You're playing pretend. You're talking about how you want it to be, not how it is. Hell, there was somebody on the morning show today saying they don't mind if the Lions take a step back this year. Are you on planet Nebular?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, yeah, it's upsetting. And I don't care if you're a hockey neophyte. I sit here and tell the listeners and I go, guys, this team's worth your time. Give them a roll. Don't stress about the Pistons. We know they suck and the owner's a joke. Give the Wings your time. And the minute we start believing and really getting into it, look at the reward. They look just as bad as every other team not named the Lions in this town.
Oh, it's kind of like last year when all of a sudden everybody bought in. They were in the playoffs for 18 hours.
Clown
and then
car.
The bottom fell out.
And it's same thing happening this year. And again, you don't get to keep saying, Well, Holland left them with X. It's 5 years in. I had this conversation with a friend back home, and I'm like, no one cares. I'm not making this about my team. I'm giving you an example of how I operate with my teams. I go, I don't want to hear Dave Gettleman's name again because this is Joe Shane's roster. Joe Shane has built this thing now. Joe Shane has financially reallocated. This is your build. If they blow this year, Joe Shane should be fired. End. You don't get to keep blaming the past. Mm-hmm. We're 5 years at Rico. But think about Kenny,
Joe Shane is not a Giants great.
I don't care. That's the difference between me and these people.
No, but that's why, Mike, when you bring back somebody, let's just say it was LT. People would have, like, oh, you know, it's LT, so we got to cut him some slack, and we got to do this because he brought, or it was Eli Manning. Well, we got to do this because he did bring us those Super Bowls, so, man, I remember the good times with him. Mike, it buys you time, whether you like it or not. It does.
It's a loser's mentality. And, Steve, no one's using the F word, but when you talk about an employee and you talk about their job performance, how am I giving you straight A's if we're 5 years and we don't make the playoffs? How are we not allowed to have a conversation and go, you know what, I'm underwhelmed?
No. You absolutely can.
I really believed we were going to the playoffs this year.
All right. Now, here's what you're not doing, and it's unfortunately some people are. You can't have just the blind loyalty that, well, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. He'll figure it out. This is going to happen.
Or the best part is, oh, well, maybe next year. How many next years do you get in life? Like, this is where I start to get personally offended, because here's the reality. All these people you worship wouldn't bleep on you in public if you were on fire. They are millionaires taking billionaires' money and playing fantasy sports. That's all it is. All right? Don't compare them to the people down at Carmanos. They're not curing cancer. So why the hell are we running to just this devotee status? Steve, it's year five. Didn't do anything at deadline. Team faltering. Fight at practice. Six straight losses. Young people, can we bring up a few more? Dead bodies that continue to dress. Kenny's as smart as it gets with hockey, and it's not an insult. I'm being honest with you, Kenny. When I hear you reaching, you are pining for a player that we have been told is good or think is good. The problem is, you're not saying, I think Evanson can help us a little bit. You're begging for him because what you're watching on the ice is so egregious. It's so substandard, you're not left with a choice.
Anything has to be better than seven goals against Buffalo and a no-show against Arizona.
And you know what that tells you? It tells you the rebuild's not going as well as people want you to believe. That's my point. It shouldn't be that way in year five. And please, don't call up and be like, well, it's not the NFL or it's not college ball. You can't use the portal. Don't be insulting. No one suggested for a minute in the first 4 years of Iserman that at any point we expected the playoffs. Last year was a hope, and they collapsed. This was the first time we had an expectation 5 years in. And if they don't deliver on that, I don't think it's unfair to say, you know what, this is off course.
No, they made some moves in the offseason, and it looked like they were setting themselves up, not for a cup run, but to make the playoffs. That, to me, that was the bar.
Which, by the way, no disrespect, half the league makes. You don't get an edible arrangement for getting in as a wild card. No one sat here and demanded 105 points. No one is saying, man, we have a lot of early exits.
No,
we
but
just
it was a new bar because you hadn't been in the playoffs. So just make the playoffs. The same that we had with the Lions. Can you just make the playoffs? Whatever happens after that, fine. But just get in there.
And now, Rico, Kenny, you tell me. I feel like the way that they're playing over this elongated stretch, they're not even close.
Yeah, you see the way that Florida played them? That's because Florida's playing at a Stanley Cup level right now. The Wings aren't even playing at a playoff level right now. They're playing like even worse than they played last year.
So who do you blame? You blame Larkin's injury? You blame Yzerman? You blame Lalonde? Who do you blame? I don't care. I'm looking to the hockey elite. Because all I know is I've turned off the last three games I started to watch. Because it is not worth my time.
I think you have to begin with Derek Lalonde here. Because forget roster construction. Before you even get to that point, you have NHL players openly, it's seemingly not trying. And then you can get to Steve Yzerman. Maybe he should have done something at the deadline. Maybe he should have added more during the offseason. I can listen to all that, and I'm not saying you're wrong for suggesting it. But right now I'm looking at Derek Lalonde going, what the hell's happening?
You're the leader of the hockey elite. I had to ask. And Kenny, I don't know that there's a right and wrong. It just, it can't look like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.